Welcome to episode 48 of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, where we master the art of progress through wisdom that transcends time. The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you're having with yourself right now. As you read these words, your mind is processing information, making judgments, and forming reactions. Yet how often do you actually pay attention to this internal dialogue? How well do you truly know the person making your decisions, choosing your words, and navigating your relationships? Self-awareness stands as the foundation of all personal growth and meaningful success. It's the ability to see yourself clearly, to understand your thoughts, emotions, motivations, and patterns of behavior. Without this fundamental knowledge, we move through life like passengers in our own experience, reacting rather than responding, repeating patterns rather than evolving. Today, we explore this essential quality through the lens of timeless wisdom, discovering how self-awareness transforms not just how we see ourselves, but how we interact with the world and everyone in it. The nature of true self-awareness. Self-awareness extends far beyond simple introspection or occasional self-reflection. It's the ongoing practice of observing yourself with honest curiosity and compassionate detachment. It means recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, understanding your emotional triggers, and acknowledging the stories you tell yourself about who you are and what's possible. Modern psychology divides self-awareness into two distinct categories, internal and external. Internal self-awareness involves understanding your own values, passions, aspirations, reactions, and impact on others. External self-awareness means understanding how others see you. Most people possess more of one type than the other, but true effectiveness requires developing both. The ancient Greeks embodied this principle in their famous maxim, "Know thyself," inscribed at the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. This wasn't merely philosophical advice, it was practical wisdom for living well. They understood that without self-knowledge, humans are prone to making decisions that contradict their values, pursuing goals that don't fulfill them, and creating relationships that don't serve anyone. Research from organizational psychologist Tasha Yurick reveals that while 95% of people believe they are self-aware, only 10 to 15% actually demonstrate this quality consistently. This gap between perception and reality creates countless problems in both personal and professional contexts. The Stoic path to self-knowledge. The Stoic philosophers made self-awareness the cornerstone of their entire worldview. Marcus Aurelius, writing in his personal journal, Meditations, constantly examined his own thoughts, motivations, and reactions. He wasn't being self-indulgent. He was practicing the discipline necessary for wise leadership and virtuous living. Epictetus taught that we must distinguish between what is up to us and what is not up to us. This fundamental Stoic principle requires profound self-awareness to implement. You cannot know what's within your control until you understand your own capabilities, limitations, and spheres of influence. You cannot manage your responses until you recognize your automatic reactions. The Stoics practiced what they called the view from above, imagining themselves from an external perspective to gain objectivity about their situation and behavior. This exercise cultivates external self-awareness by helping you see yourself as others might see you. Stoic practices for self-awareness. Evening reflection. Each night, Seneca reviewed his day, examining his actions, decisions, and responses. He asked himself what went well, what could be improved, and what lessons could be learned. Judgment examination. The Stoics regularly questioned their initial judgments about events and people. They asked, "Is this really bad, or is this just my opinion?" This practice reveals the stories we tell ourselves about reality. Virtue assessment. Regular evaluation of whether your actions align with your stated values. Are you living according to wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, or are you being driven by other motivations? Strategic self-knowledge. Sun Tzu's wisdom. Sun Tzu's famous declaration, "If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles, applies powerfully to personal development. In this context, your enemy might be external challenges, but often it's internal obstacles, your own blind spots, limitations, and self-defeating patterns. The strategic mind understands that accurate self-assessment is crucial for effective planning. You cannot deploy resources you don't know you have, and you cannot protect against weaknesses you haven't identified. Self-awareness provides the intelligence necessary for life strategy. Sun Tzu emphasized the importance of adapting tactics to circumstances. This flexibility is only possible when you understand your own capabilities and constraints. A leader who overestimates their abilities will take on impossible challenges. One who underestimates them will miss valuable opportunities. Strategic applications of self-awareness, strengths, deployment, understanding your natural talents and developed skills allows you to position yourself for maximum impact. You can choose roles, projects, and relationships that leverage what you do best. Weakness management. Acknowledging your limitations isn't defeatist, it's strategic. You can build systems to compensate for weaknesses, seek partners who complement your abilities, or develop skills in critical areas. Timing, recognition. Self-aware individuals understand their own rhythms and cycles. They know when they're most creative, most analytical, or most energetic. This allows them to schedule important work during peak performance periods. The minimalist approach. Clarity through simplification. Minimalism offers unique insights into self-awareness by eliminating external noise that obscures self-knowledge. When you remove the non-essential from your environment and schedule, you create space to hear your own thoughts and feel your own emotions more clearly. Many people stay busy to avoid confronting uncomfortable truths about themselves. Constant activity, endless entertainment, and packed schedules can serve as elaborate forms of self-avoidance. Minimalism strips away these distractions, creating the quiet necessary for honest self-examination. The minimalist approach to self-awareness involves intentionally creating space for reflection and observation. This might mean regular periods of solitude, simplified decision-making processes, or environments that support contemplation rather than stimulation. Minimalist self-awareness practices. Decision auditing. Regularly examine your choices to identify patterns. What factors consistently influence your decisions? Are these factors aligned with your stated values? Attention tracking. Monitor where you spend your mental energy throughout the day. What captures your attention? What do you avoid thinking about? These patterns reveal your priorities and fears. Response simplification. Instead of complex emotional reactions, practice simple acknowledgement. I notice I'm feeling anxious, or I observe that I'm making assumptions. This creates space between experience and reaction. The decision-making connection. Self-awareness dramatically improves decision-making quality by providing clearer information about what you actually want, what you're capable of, and what consequences you can live with. When you understand your own values, motivations, and patterns, you can make choices that align with who you truly are rather than who you think you should be. Many poor decisions stem from self-deception, telling yourself you want something you don't really want or believing you can handle something you can't. Self-aware individuals make better decisions because they base them on accurate self-knowledge rather than wishful thinking or external expectations. Self-awareness in decision-making, values, clarification, regular examination of what truly matters to you beyond social expectations or temporary emotions. This provides a consistent framework for evaluating options. Pattern recognition, understanding your own decision-making tendencies. Do you tend to overcommit, avoid risk, seek approval? Recognizing these patterns allows you to compensate for them. Emotional integration, acknowledging the role of emotions in your decisions without being controlled by them. Self-aware individuals use emotional information as data while maintaining rational evaluation. Transforming relationships through self-knowledge. Perhaps nowhere is self-awareness more valuable than in relationships. When you understand your own communication patterns, emotional triggers, and relationship needs, you can interact with others more consciously and effectively. Many relationship problems stem from projecting your own experiences, assumptions, and needs onto others. Self-aware individuals can distinguish between their own stuff and what actually belongs to the relationship. This creates space for genuine connection and mutual understanding. Self-awareness in relationships. Trigger recognition. Understanding what situations or behaviors activate strong emotional responses in you. This allows you to respond rather than react, creating more productive interactions. Communication clarity. knowing your own communication style and preferences while recognizing that others may be different. This prevents misunderstandings and increases effectiveness. Boundary setting. Understanding your own needs and limits allows you to communicate them clearly and maintain them consistently. This creates healthier, more sustainable relationships. Practical strategies for developing self-awareness. Daily check-ins. Create regular moments throughout your day to pause and notice what you're thinking, feeling, and experiencing. This builds the habit of self-observation. Feedback seeking. Actively ask trusted friends, colleagues, and family members for honest feedback about your behavior and impact. Listen without defending or explaining. Journaling. Regular written reflection helps externalize internal experiences, making patterns more visible. Ask yourself what you learned about yourself each day. Meditation and mindfulness. These practices develop the observer mind, the part of you that can notice your thoughts and emotions without being consumed by them. Values. Exercises. Regularly examine what you actually value versus what you think you should value. Notice when your actions don't align with your stated values. Personality assessment. Tools like the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, or StrengthsFinder can provide frameworks for understanding your patterns, though they should supplement rather than replace direct self-observation. The compound effect of self-knowledge. Self-awareness creates a compound effect in personal growth. The more accurately you understand yourself, the better decisions you make. Better decisions lead to better outcomes, which provide more accurate feedback about your capabilities and preferences. This creates an upward spiral of increasing effectiveness and satisfaction. Additionally, self-aware individuals tend to attract stronger relationships because they can show up authentically and interact consciously. They're less likely to repeat destructive patterns and more likely to learn from their experiences. Your path to deeper self-knowledge. Self-awareness is not a destination but a journey, an ongoing practice of honest self-observation and compassionate self-acceptance. It requires courage to see yourself clearly, including aspects you might prefer to ignore. But this courage is rewarded with the freedom to make conscious choices and build authentic relationships. Start where you are. Begin paying attention to your internal experience with the same curiosity you might observe an interesting stranger. Notice your patterns without judgment. Ask yourself better questions. Seek feedback from others. Create space for reflection in your busy life. Remember that self-awareness is not self-indulgence. It's the foundation for all meaningful progress and genuine connection. The better you know yourself, the more effectively you can serve others and contribute to the world. Your journey toward unstoppable growth begins with a simple but profound act of paying attention to who you actually are. This is where transformation starts and where your greatest potential awaits. Thank you for joining us for episode 48 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Remember, the art of progress begins with the ancient wisdom of knowing yourself. Until next time, stay curious about your inner world and keep growing.